The Sun Paradigm. The Sun Paradigm. Rodney Shakespeare, formerly visiting professor of binary economics. Trisakti University, Jakarta. 11, Charman House, London, SW84SP, UK. Email, Rodney. Shakespeare1@topnworld.com. Telephone, 02077711107. - Abstract. While directly addressing major environmental issues including - global warming, the conservation of resources, the need for sustainable growth, the Sun Paradigm also enables - a balanced, efficient and just economy implementing economic democracy i.e., widespread property ownership and daily economic power giving individual income the gentle reversal of homo economicus so that it becomes homo cooperans, the voluntary reduction of population levels, the introduction of innovative, efficient and regenerative solar technology, involvement of public, national and international financial institutions, interest-free student loans n.b. The Sun Paradigm is the democratic alternative to the elitist Great Reset. - Joule Classification, P0, P1, P4, Political Economy. 2. The Sun Paradigm. Keywords: sustainable growth, global warming, economic democracy, balanced economy, paradigm shift, resource conservation, population moderation, homo cooperans, solar technology, basic income, public banking. - Acknowledgements. This paper contains large-scale research into the factors contributing to a major change of paradigm and so the possibility of considerable benefit for society. The research, costing millions of dollars, was done at the behest of the American government and carried out by Professor Rogers Hollingsworth and colleagues. The research is not widely known and its precise location is uncertain because it may have been suppressed, see Section 8. Be that as it may, it is recorded here that all credit goes to Rogers Hollingsworth and colleagues. Special acknowledgement is made of the initiatives and perseverance of Richard Nelson and colleagues whose solar inventions combine vision with everyday practicality. - Meaning of paradigm. A paradigm is a mindset with underlying, interconnected assumptions and underpinnings which are, in effect, axioms or self-evident truths. It is thus both a set of connections forming an intellectual edifice and, in particular, an understanding of reality. N.B. Paradigms decide what does, or does not, happen. The Sun Paradigm 1. Time for a change. It's time for a change, and a big one, too. For 20 years or more, economists have realized that something is amiss with the basic principles of their study, but only now, and belatedly, are they waking up to the need for sustainable, rather than exploitative, growth. Environmentalists, however, have been awake for 60 years and are now one pointing to the need for sustainable retreat e.g., by evacuating millions of people from low-lying areas such as Bangladesh and New Orleans. Indeed, James Lovelock, of Gaia fame, sees civilization itself as endangered because environmental disaster will result in George Orwell's 1984 Satanic Warlords or, even more likely, the ghoulish technocrats of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. Yet, while there is much commendable protest, especially from the young, things stay the same. It is as though a monolith is crushing ideas and resisting all substantial change. The result is a deep intellectual and spiritual inertia. But why, when danger threatens, is there inertia? Why is the green movement struggling to succeed? Why do alternative schools of thought fail to get their proposals implemented? 2. The cause of the inertia. 58 false assumptions about reality. The answer is that all proposals, green or otherwise, have to be implemented in today's economies which are based upon, at least, 58 false, interconnected assumptions about reality. These assumptions constitute the prevailing paradigm and paradigms decide what is, or is not, implemented. The proposals, therefore, whilst admirable in themselves, inevitably come up against diehard political and academic opponents determined to oppose any change, even if that means extinguishing the human race. Chief among these opponents are the pontificators who assume that only they know what is practical. Showing little sense of history and devoid of empathy, they are ensconced in government and university departments where they promote outdated policies bringing death to millions now, and more in the future. 2.1 True meaning of the Great Reset. It won't be death for everybody, of course, because a tiny elite will survive. Thinking only selfishly, it is building doomsday bunkers and ensuring it owns and controls everything. And let nobody have any illusions, a tiny elite owning and controlling everything, particularly humans, is the true meaning of the Great Reset now being canvassed at the highest levels and in the media. 3. The problem of the 58 false assumptions. The basic problem is that the 58 false assumptions underpin an intellectual edifice, i.e., a paradigm, supporting economies, institutions and societies. Worse, the assumptions are interconnected so that, in practice, one thing cannot be changed without changing everything else, hence the inertia. However, and this will shock the pontificators, the interconnection of the assumptions has the consequence that it only needs one or two of the assumptions to be revealed as false before the whole intellectual edifice starts to crack and soon comes tumbling down. That is astonishing, and provides hope for the green movement, which is acutely aware that something is profoundly wrong. 4. Reversal of false assumptions creates the sun paradigm. Yet even more astonishing is what happens when each individual false assumption is fairly examined, whereupon it is realized that its reversal, or near reversal, is true, or, at the very least, truer, and so a fresh component assumption, for the new paradigm, becomes available. Indeed, after only two or three reversals, with consequent recognition of potentially available fresh components, intriguing possibilities will be glimpsed. Further reversals and so more fresh components then allow a fuller view, whereon, after more reversals and more components, there appears the vivid panorama of the sun paradigm. In the panorama, unusual animals and plants are seen, i.e., new policies for solving the world's economic and environmental problems. 4.1 Practical implementation of the sun paradigm. The 58 false assumptions, and brief reversals, are set out in the appendix. However, for space reasons, this paper only examines, and reverses, three of the assumptions, but they suffice for showing how the new paradigm is created. As each reversal is made, the sun paradigm appears with increasing clarity and its practical implementation may be summarized thus, - that, for the purposes of addressing, - major environmental issues, including global warming, the conservation of natural resources and the necessity for sustainable growth, there are no intellectual or physical barriers to the creation by public banks, national banks or international banking institutions of a large supply of interest-free money, administered by the private sector on wide ownership principles, as long as the money is repaid and cancelled, leaving behind in existence the productive or environmental asset. Moreover, in contrast to standard economics, which continually narrows ownership, the sun paradigm creates economic democracy by extending ownership, and the associated income, to every person in society. This effects a balanced, efficient and just economy, ensuring that daily economic power, in addition to the periodic vote, is widely spread, thereby implementing a balance of supply and demand, as required by Say's theorem. 2. Furthermore, the sun paradigm contains a way of, - gently reversing endless greed so that homo economicus becomes homo cooperans, voluntarily reducing population levels, implementing innovative, efficient and regenerative solar technology, allowing interest-free student loans, and b. The sun paradigm is the democratic alternative to the elitist Great Reset. 5. A paradigm shift is a revolution. At this point, it is helpful to remember that a major new paradigm only arrives as the result of a paradigm shift, which, as Thomas Kuhn observed, must be a total revolution, because any new paradigm is incompatible with the old one, i.e., it completely replaces it. 3. Without that revolution, it is impossible to overcome the huge inertia occasioned by society's outdated and inadequate comprehension of reality. 6. Aspects of impending collapse. Environmental collapse results in economic and social collapse, and vice versa. 6.1 Environmental collapse. The financialized, making money on money, free market is destroying our environment, and nobody needs reminding of the pollutions and depredations which, - put plastics in oceans, destroy pollinators, eliminate flora and fauna, deplete resources, promote warming. These things happen, alas, - because standard economics views environmental matters as extraneous and imposing unnecessary cost. 6.2 Economic, social, financial and ecological collapse. The financialized free market propagandists, moreover, deny that the world is on the verge of economic, social, financial and ecological collapse. Indeed, They think that collapse is impossible because, they claim, the free market is always in balance and, if sometimes a little out of kilter, will soon return to happy equilibrium.
They further claim that the free market is efficient and, with egregious self-righteousness, claim that its outcomes are always morally fair and just, i.e., all people get what they deserve. Yet every sane person knows that, far from being in balance or efficient, let alone just, the free market is unbalanced, inefficient, sterile and unjust, e.g., it has, - preposterous accumulations of wealth, which never trickle down to ordinary people, a blanking of the caring work of women, by excluding it from the formal economy, half the world's population existing on less than $5.50 per day.
Moreover, - water and sewage situations are disgraceful. Globally, 10,000 people die each day from effects of dirty water. Debt levels, personal, corporate, governmental, are higher than those of 2008 and much debt is now unrepayable. There is homelessness, yet building materials are available. Social order is unraveling e.g., capital building trespass, shops shutting because of shoplifting. The middle classes are being destroyed. In America, real middle class incomes have been going backwards for 25 years. The exportation of jobs is one reason. However, a bigger one is that the huge benefits of technological advance are now going into the hands of the few rather than the many. There is inability to address the great technological shift, which is massively increasing potential output while smashing out traditional jobs and replacing them with temporary, part-time, zero-hours contract gig economy jobs, which are not really jobs at all. The result is a precariat. Furthermore, there is endless money printing not related to the spreading of the real economy. Stock market mania, housing bubbles and sharply rising inflation, a continuing migration from global south to north. The migration is caused by the failure of financialized capitalism to build fair economies for the many rather than the few. 7. No quick solution but a green recovery is possible. 7. The sun paradigm and some, there is widespread failure and, after some precipitating black swan event, a collapse is now likely. Is there a solution? No, not in the sense of a quick fix today immediately creating a hunky-dory tomorrow. The problem is that the mall structure, deformation and deep-rooted inefficiencies of present economies have to be first addressed before there can be any permanent solution. That said, however, a green, efficient and just recovery is possible if it is first understood how difficult it is to effect major paradigmatic change. Indeed, without that understanding, no fundamental change is possible. 8. The difficulty of effecting paradigmatic change, the Hollingsworth research and the three factors in the creation of big, new paradigm-changing ideas. The difficulty becomes apparent by considering the remarkable research of Professor Rogers Hollingsworth and colleagues. Done 20 years ago at the behest of the American government, it cost millions of dollars and its purpose was to discover the factors contributing to a major change of paradigm and so the possibility of immense benefit for society. The research is not widely known. Indeed, it may have been suppressed because it implies that American society is not the end of history i.e., at some far future time, American power and influence will come to an end. The researchers found that three factors contribute to the creation of big, new, paradigm-changing ideas, -8.1 first factor, widespread, conservative knowledge of the main subject. The first factor is widespread, conservative knowledge of the main subject with its underlying assumptions about reality. An example is the old Ptolemaic geocentric system which put the earth at the center of the universe and therefore all rulers are appointed by God. It logically follows that Democrats, for example, are attempting to overthrow divinely appointed rulers and so must be killed. 8.2 second factor, tension between conservatives in the center of the subject and progressive thinkers on the edge. The second factor is tension between conservatives in the center of the subject and progressives on the edge. This tension is essentially a life or death struggle between conservatives upholding the existing social order and progressives who want to change it. Thus the conservative upholders of the geocentric system were determined to crush Copernicus and Galileo, whose observations of planetary movement revealed that the Earth is not the center of the universe and so the rulers were not appointed by God. Furthermore, the conservatives propounded the epicycle theory, saying that the planets revolve in tiny circles while also going around the Earth. This theory was totally false, but the falsity kept the Earth at the center of the universe and so served the purpose of defending the autocratic rulers.
Thus falsity was the weapon used to maintain autocracy, thereby demonstrating a salutary lesson, Power structures will do anything, e.g., maintaining false, dishonest beliefs, to stop a new paradigm coming into existence.
8.3 Third factor, force or opposition, powerfully present, coming from outside. So what is the third factor? It is some force or opposition, powerfully present, coming from outside, which interacts with progressive thinking on the edge of the subject to create the new paradigm. But what force? What opposition? And how can it come from outside? After all, ideas arise inside people's heads. The way to understand this force or opposition is to remember that, in the Ptolemaic system, God had put the world at the center of the universe and thus had appointed the world's rulers. Therefore, any rethinking of geocentric theory was certain to be of revolutionary consequence, and so anybody doing that rethinking would be tortured and killed. Copernicus and, later, Galileo were up against the thumbscrew and axe of the Inquisition. 58.4 Radical willingness to challenge. Is the game worth the candle? Thus the force or opposition, powerfully present, coming from outside can only be a deep-seated, radical willingness to challenge everything about a society, even though death is the penalty. So it was a combination of radical cast of mind, intellectual courage and immense physical bravery which was the third factor contributing to the Copernican Revolution. The revolution led to modern rocketry as well as the overthrow of the power of kings and autocrats, without which there would be no political democracy today. And the bravery tells of the difficulty in ever achieving major change because, unless people proposing and explaining the change are prepared to put their careers, even their lives, at risk, nothing positive will happen. Indeed, time and time again, history demonstrates that conservative forces always attempt to strangle big, new ideas at birth so that their originators despair of ever being understood within their own lifetimes. 6 Moreover, it took 144 years, from Copernicus, 1543, to Newton, 1687, before the Copernican Revolution was accepted at the highest levels. 7 Thus those attempting to introduce a new paradigm might well be forgiven for thinking that the game is not worth the candle. 9. The telling question for activists. The telling question therefore arises, are today's activists resolutely prepared to think anew? Or do they prefer to continue with the falsities of the past? Let us hope they wish to, question their assumptions, recognize that untruths are maintained by ruthless power structures, be courageous, remembering, of course, that when the time has come to throw out the old, personal advantage arises from being among the first to welcome the new. 10. The first false assumption about reality, that human labor creates all or most of the output, since the 58 false assumptions are interconnected, discussion of one leads on to the others. That said, however, three of the assumptions are particularly pernicious, and the most pernicious is the assumption that human labor creates all, or most, of the productive output, while the capital instruments create little or none. 10.1 Adam Smith. The assumption stems from Adam Smith, who, doing his thinking before the Industrial Revolution had started, said that labor, particularly when specialized, creates all productive output. 8 And so, nowadays, productivity is calculated as total output divided by human input, which not only says that labor does it all but also ignores the contribution to production of the capital instruments, everything non-human, e.g., machinery, technology, mines, buildings, even seeds! 9.10.2 A thought experiment, standard productivity collapses to naught. 9 And the sun can be viewed as a capital instrument, but one which cannot be owned. 8 Wealth of Nations, 1776. 7 But we do not have 144 years, 14 is more likely. 6 In addition to Copernicus and Galileo, the following faced vicious, diehard opposition, Louis Pasteur, invisible germs, Charles Darwin, evolution, Barbara McClintock, jumping genes, Alfred Wegener, tectonic plates, and James Lovelock, Gaia. 10 The sun paradigm, a thought experiment, is helpful. Consider a fully automated factory. The designers have been paid. The engineers and builders who constructed the factory have been paid. And the maintenance team, on standby to ensure continuous output, is just that, the maintenance team. It is like your doctor who, it's hoped, does a good job maintaining your health, but who is most certainly not part of your production. In short, the truth is that, in a fully automated factory, the factory does 100% of the input, thereby creating the output, and so, because there is 0% human input, standard productivity, total output divided by human input, collapses to naught. 10.10.3 The truth is a near opposite, thus standard productivity is wrong and the truth is a near opposite i.e., in a task, labor sometimes creates all the production, sometimes creates a percentage, ranging from large to small, and sometimes creates none, with all production being done by the capital instruments. Nowadays, with computers and automation, the latter is increasingly the case. 10.4 A gigantic connivance, therefore standard productivity hides the true contribution to production made by capital instruments, and so is part of a gigantic connivance which, Dash asserts that it does not matter who owns the capital instruments, says that, even if it does matter, there's no need to worry because wealth always trickles down, untrue, ensures that the ownership of the capital instruments is narrowly held and not widely spread, as is essential for achieving a balance of supply and demand. 11. The second false assumption about reality, that commercial banks lend existing money. The second false assumption is that commercial banks lend existing money. However, the truth is the near opposite. They do not lend existing money. The money is created out of nothing by pressing computer buttons. Nobody's private money, not yours, not even the bank's, is being lent. New money is created. Depositors and bank capital money act as a reserve, and the newly created money is many times the reserve amount. The Bank of England says, Dash, in the modern economy, most money takes the form of bank deposits. But how those bank deposits are created is often misunderstood. The principal way is through commercial banks making loans. Whenever a bank makes a loan, it simultaneously creates a matching deposit in the borrower's bank account, thereby creating new money. The reality of how money is created today differs from the description found in some economics textbooks. Rather than banks receiving deposits when households save and then lending them out, bank lending creates deposits. 11. Nothing could be clearer. By pressing computer buttons, the banks create the money that they lend, and the economics textbooks tell untruths. Furthermore, the famous American economist J.K. Galbraith wrote, Dash, the process by which banks create money is so simple that the mind is repelled. It is, moreover, one that is almost breathtaking in its audacity. 12. This quotation is significant because J.K. Galbraith, perhaps the world's greatest economist, was never awarded a Nobel Prize. The reason is that he blazoned the truth. So simple that the mind is repelled. Breathtaking in its audacity. Comma, and consequently the Western power structures never forgave him. 11.1 Getting away with counterfeiting. So how come that the banks are able to do what is essentially criminal counterfeiting? Firstly, simply, the public is not aware that the banks create money out of nothing. Secondly, propaganda claims that the economy's purposes are being properly served because the lent money is being directed at productive capacity, it claims, in an efficient and just way which creates growth from which all fairly benefit. That is the claim. Thus, according to the propaganda, bank money, created out of nothing with interest added for the benefit of its creator, is the magic element in the, claimed, successful operation of the free market, because the new money is directed at, and serving, the needs of the real economy and of justice. 11.2 Bank loan money does not serve the needs of the real economy nor of justice, but bank money does not serve the needs of the real economy, nor of justice. The claim of efficiently allocating resources is untrue. Only 2% or less of the money supply goes into new productive capacity. 13. Indeed, today's banking system instead allocates money to Dash the gargantuan casino of derivatives and the speculative trading of currencies now dominating the world's money exchanges. 14.14 Mira, K. M. and Larbini, M. 2004. Seigniorage of fiat money and the Maqasid al-Sharia, the compatibility of the gold dinar with the Maqasid, in harmonizing development and financial instruments by Sharia rules for Umatic integration. 13 Liter, B. 2001. The future of money. Corton, D. 2001. When corporations rule the world.
12 Galbraith, J. K. 1975.
Money, whence it came, where it went. 11 Maclay, M. Radia, A. and Thomas, R. 2014. Money creation in the modern economy, Bank of England, Quarterly Bulletin, Q.1.
12 The sun paradigm, the bidding up of existing assets, e.g.
stocks, shares and houses, the narrowing of ownership, consumer credit, which lessens the capacity of borrowers to consume, putting individuals, companies and societies into unrepayable debt, anything except the productive economy and the spreading of the real economy to every individual. And remember, unless productive power is widely spread, there can never be a true balance of supply and demand. When there is no spreading, the rich get richer and the rich-poor gap increases. 12. The third false assumption about reality, that interest is necessary. The third false assumption is that interest is necessary. However, while genuine administration cost, which is small, is necessary as our collateral and business plan, interest, imposed on top of administration cost, is not necessary. Interest is a gigantic mechanism which sucks up wealth from the poor and transfers it to the rich. Generally, interest causes 80% of the people to pay out more than they receive, 10% are in balance, and the last 10% receive much more than they pay out. In Aachen, Germany, interest is 12% of the cost of rubbish collection, 38% of drinking water, 47% of sewage, and 77% of public housing. Moreover, over the period 1950 to 1989, German GDP increased 22 times, but interest on the national debt increased 75 times. It is also estimated that 50% of the price of all goods and services relates to borrowing costs. 15.12.1 Compound interest, the Humber Bridge compound interest, dash puts the world into ever-increasing debt, prevents clean water, stifles green electricity, trebles or more the cost of a capital project. Consider the UK Humber Bridge. Starting at £28 million, compound interest, with some price rises, took the cost of the bridge to £439 million. That's 15 times higher. Yet the bridge is profitable. Every year, its operating costs, repair, maintenance and salaries are less than the fees received from travelers. In short, the bridge is a moneymaker, but, because of compound interest, it makes a continuous loss. 16. 13. The creation of the sun paradigm. The sun paradigm is created by reversing, or near reversing, the false assumptions. The reversals, or near reversals, are seen to be true, or, at the very least, truer, and so a fresh component assumption, for the new paradigm, becomes available. 13.1 The reversals or near reversals then interact with one another. The reversals or near reversals then interact with one another. A. Thus the new understanding that, nowadays, the larger percentage of output is done by capital instruments, rather than by labor, interacts with the recognition that there can only be a balanced economy if there is a spreading of ownership of what really does create the wealth, the capital instruments. When the spreading is done, the result is that, in addition to jobs, everybody owns something, and has the associated income, in contrast to today's situation where most people are confined to their labor, if possible, and or welfare benefit. B. Furthermore, the recognition that interest is not necessary interacts with the fact that money is created out of nothing. This then enables a huge interest-free, repayable, money supply for spreading the real economy and addressing environmental problems in a counter-inflationary, justice-enabling way. 13.2 Commercial banks will still charge interest. NB. The sun paradigm will not stop commercial banks charging interest. Indeed, a large pool of money for lending at interest will remain. 13.3 Gentle rise to 100% banking reserves. The sun paradigm, through a gentle rise to 100% banking reserves, only stops commercial banks from creating new money. This is the Chicago plan long promoted by economists Simons, Fisher, Friedman and even Mervyn King, ex-governor of the Bank of England. However, none of them ever proposed the key sun paradigm aspect, the use of the interest-free loan supply for, dash environmental purposes and the spreading of productive, and associated purchasing, capacity to every individual. Compound interest had taken the cost to £439 million, whereon the UK government took it away from the citizens of Humberside and put it onto the national debt. https://www.humberbridge.co.uk/wp/content/uploads/2019/08/humberbridge-board-a-counts-final1718.pdf14 The Sun Paradigm 14. The involvement of public, national and international banking institutions. The Sun Paradigm provides a new opportunity for public, national, and international banking institutions to address the world's economic and environmental problems. To do so, the institutions will need to, Reject false assumptions, develop a sense of urgency. 15. Uses of the interest-free money supply include, 15.1 microcredit. Asian commercial banks charge an outrageous 60%/year while rural lenders charge 200%, or even 300%. However, the Grameen Bank averages 34%. Half, 17%, is for borrowed money and half is for administration costs, which are high and include the cost of training the borrower. Grameen and similar organizations have a 98% repayment rate, and so there is no reason why they cannot receive interest-free money, lend it to their clients at 17%, thereby having the usual cost, and then repay it to the central bank, and at 17% there would likely be a 100% repayment rate. 15.2 Startups, small businesses and small farms. Small businesses are often crushed by interest-bearing debt. But interest is not necessary for small businesses. As long as they have a viable proposal with provision for collateral and administration cost, there is no reason for interest. 15.3 Medium-sized businesses. Interest-free loans are available for medium-sized businesses only if the loans are associated with the widening of ownership. 15.4 Incomes for all. The Sun paradigm, over time, enables all individuals to have an independent income. If a person has a job, that's good. However, computers and incredible new technology are destroying secure, well-paid jobs and replacing them, if at all, with temporary, insecure, low-paid, gig economy ones. Standard economics has no way of ensuring that, in future, everybody will be directly involved in the real economy with a steady, reasonable income. Nevertheless, the Sun paradigm does have a way. Using the practical mechanisms of binary economics, it is possible to achieve wide capital ownership in the large corporations by which the capital pays out its full returns, which would be